When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me. Still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me.
Among the sweetest sounds I've ever heard is the voice of Chris Connor, one of my favorite jazz singers, singing the sweetest sounds from Richard Rodgers' score To No Strings. Good afternoon. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Any of you who's listening out there know about Richard Rodgers. He was one of the great composers of the American musical theater. He started about 1919, 1920 with Larry Hart, had a tremendous career with him for about a quarter of a century, and then a second act, as it were, with Oscar Hammerstein from 1943 to 1959. And you'd think perhaps after Hammerstein died, after The Sound of Music, Richard Rodgers would have hung up his, what would you say, his sheet music and relaxed and gone on vacation, but he was not that kind of guy. He was a hard worker, a tremendous lover of the theater, and a tremendous lover of collaboration in the theater. So what he did was he started to keep writing on his own. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show, Richard Rodgers, Act 3, the shows that Richard Rodgers wrote after the death of Oscar Hammerstein. Many of them are minor flops or succès d'estime, but each one of them has something fascinating to offer for the musical theater fan. So let's go back to 1962 when he decided to write his own show, an original show called No Strings, about an expatriate writer, played by Richard Kiley, who falls in love with an African-American model in Paris. Rodgers decided not only to write the music, of course, but the lyrics. And here, two wonderful songs from that show. We heard the opening number, The Sweetest Sounds. Here's Diane Carroll from the original cast album, and then Nat King Cole to sing a very beautiful single cover from that show. But first, let's hear Diane Carroll surrounding herself with all the accoutrements of being a fashion model who's terribly attractive in Paris in 1962.
I never have been handed much. I never have demanded much. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I never have expected much. I never have rejected much. I want my dinner, some conversation, and loads of lovely love. The dumb ones go for quantity. The wise ones go for quality. I've got the answer now. It's not how much, it's how. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money and then some money and loads of lovely love. My work fulfills me. It never kills me. So far, I'm not a wife, so I organize my life so no one annoys me, no one enjoys me, unless we're equal partners in the fun. Through the week, I work and play and give. Even on Sunday, I love to. I never have demanded much. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I never have expected much. I never have rejected much. I want my dinner, some conversation, and loads of lovely love. A bud appears and then it's May. So first things first, I always say, the horse precedes the cart. It isn't heft, it's heart. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money and then some money and loads of lovely love. And loads of lovely love. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money, and then some money, and love. Loads of lovely
further, dear. Look, look. Why must you wonder? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making my life complete, sweet. Sweet it is to hold you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear.
Look no further.
No Strings is a show that's never really been revived, but in Richard Rodgers' lifetime, it was quite a big success. In fact, he won the Tony Award. He'd won a lot of Tony Awards for Best Score, but in this case, he won the Tony Award for Best Score and Best Lyrics for his first time out as a lyric writer. He was 60 at the time. So that's what we're celebrating today, the indefatigable spirit of Richard Rodgers. Well, The Sound of Music was Rodgers and Hammerstein's last success on Broadway, and it was optioned for the movies in 1960. Took a few years to get it made. Rodgers was a little cranky and thought that, oh, they were probably going to hire Doris Day to play Maria von Trapp. But thankfully, as we know, they didn't. They hired Julie Andrews, whom Rodgers had worked with in the 1957 television show Cinderella. There were two spots in the movie that needed new songs. Well, who were they going to get? Hammerstein had passed away, and Rodgers volunteered to write the lyrics for two songs to the film of The Sound of Music. The first is I Have Confidence, which completely sums up Richard Rodgers' sense of himself at this period. Took a lot of confidence to write lyrics after writing only music for 50 years. And it's sung at the beginning of the film by Julie Andrews. It's a lyric that, we have to be frank, doesn't make an awful lot of sense. Julie Andrews said that the only way she sort of got through it was to sing it kind of very fast and very enthusiastically. But there's a beautiful ballad in the second act of the film, or the film's second half, called Something Good. And we have a very beautiful recording of that by the soprano Anne Sophie von Otter. And she's accompanied by one of my favorite jazz pianists, Brad Meldow. But first, a song that everybody knows from the film The Sound of Music. And here singing it very enthusiastically and very quickly is Julie Andrews.
This day be like, I wonder, what will my future be, I wonder. It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never did. Now here I'm pacing adventure, then why am I so scared? A captain with 7 children, what's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance. Face my mistakes without defiance. Show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, show me. So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best. I have confidence they'll put me to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind, and all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me. With each step I am more certain, everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. Confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
Beautiful piano playing by Brad Meldow. Sound of Music opened in 1965 as a movie, and I think it did okay. Sometimes you see it on cable late at night. No, of course, it was one of the best box office successes of all time. For many years, accounting for inflation, it actually was the most successful movie for a long, long time. And it put Richard Rodgers back on top. He wrote these two new songs for the film in 1965 after he had done No Strings in 1962. And I guess he got a little exhausted, perhaps, of collaborating with himself, because he loved being in a room. He loved throwing ideas around. He loved working that stuff out. So his daughter, Mary, who is also a composer, recommended a friend of hers who was beginning to have some success as a lyricist named Stephen Sondheim to his next project. And that project was based on Arthur Lawrence's play, The Time of the Cuckoo, which was also a film with Katharine Hepburn called Summertime. And the musical they all collaborated on together was called Do I Hear a Waltz in 1965. Sondheim was initially reluctant to just do lyrics. He really wanted to break out as a composer. He'd already done Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. But his mentor, Oscar Hammerstein, before he died in 1960, told Sondheim that he should try to work with Rodgers in the event that he was looking for a collaborator. So they did. It was not the happiest collaboration, but I think some of the work is just really off the charts phenomenal. It's a story of a middle-aged American woman who goes to find romance in Venice, and she finds it in the form of the inimitable Sergio Franchi. So here's Sergio Franchi to sing one of the great ballads from the show, where he's urging this woman from America to seize the day and take the moment.
Take the moment, let it happen. Hug the moment, make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment.
Beautiful ballad by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Do I Hear a Waltz has a slightly ironic title because Rodgers was famous for his waltzes. He wrote the best waltzes since anybody whose name was Strauss, whoever lived. And the title number is a very lilting, wonderful waltz. We're going to hear the cabaret singer Wesla Whitfield sing it. I think she does a particularly great job because her accompanist weave in and out a lot of other waltzes that she may or may not be hearing. So let's see if you can guess. See how many you can count up. And the waltzes you hear in this number, the title song from Do I Hear a Waltz?
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. Oh, I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? Is it you? I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Do you hear a waltz? Oh, my dear, don't you hear a waltz? Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? You must hear a waltz. Even strangers are dancing now. An old lady is dancing in her flat. She's dancing with her cat. Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true. Suddenly, Viennese can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh my dear, do I hear a waltz?
Hi again, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Today we're going to spend some time celebrating the wonderful third act career of Richard Rodgers. Now, Richard Rodgers, somebody once said, I think his name was Jonathan Schwartz, you may have heard of him. He's has a sort of little radio show out of his basement that he does on weekends. But Jonathan Schwartz said that Richard Rodgers was probably the most recorded composer of all time. That may well be true if you think of the tremendous popularity of his work. And one artist who really took a shine to Richard Rodgers was Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett recorded a wonderful, back in the day of LPs, two-LP set called the Rodgers and Hart Songbook, and has always taken these amazing Rodgers songs to heart, especially these Act Three songs. So we're going to have a double bill of Tony Bennett. He's singing a song called Two by Two, which was cut from Do I Hear a Waltz, Out of Town. And then ironically, he's going to sing a song called I Do Not Know a Day I Did Not Love You, which was from the next Rodgers musical in 1970 called Two by Two, which was about Noah's Ark with Danny Kaye. So if you're not totally hopelessly confused, you'll hear a wonderful double bill of Tony Bennett, starting with the cut song Two by Two from Do I Hear a Waltz.
By two, everybody is two. By two, by two, everybody is him and her. Everybody is he and she. Everybody is arm in arm. Two by two, and cookie makes three. One has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world goes on. None to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world.
For sharing every moment that I spent. I need.
In 2x2, Noah was played by Danny Kaye, who gave Rogers a lot of trouble in rehearsal and performance. But so did his next lead, a wonderful British actor who we lost a few weeks ago, Nicol Williamson. Nicol Williamson, a major British actor in the 1970s, was hired to play Henry VIII in Rogers' next show, which was Rex, which was the story of Henry VIII, of course, and his six wives. Maybe they should have gotten Alan J. Lerner to write it because Alan J. Lerner had eight wives. But be that as it may, a very dramatic and sometimes difficult subject matter for a musical, but it again yielded tremendously interesting music by Rogers. Someone asked him if he was going to write in the Elizabethan vein, and he said, if you want Elizabethan music, hire an Elizabethan. And he dipped into his deep well of melodic talent to come up with a very beautiful ballad called Away From You, very admired by Andrew Lloyd Webber, in fact, so admired by Andrew Lloyd Webber that he got a copy of it and gave it to his then-current wife, Sarah Brightman, to sing. So here's, I think, a really lovely cover of a beautiful ballad from Rex.
Swings open and you walk through. I meet might as well be statues. The words we exchange might as well be green. The room that I'm in may be bright and cheerful, but to me it's dim and bleak. I'm half alive until the moment the door swings open and you walk through. Now my soul is afloat on a wave of music. That I could feel such joy I never knew. And so you see why I can never be away
from Rex, music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by one of my favorite lyricists, Sheldon Harnick. Well, Rex was a very difficult show. It had a lot of trouble out of town. It was difficult to make audiences like the protagonist, who, after all, killed, what, two of the heroines in the show? That's never a good idea. But they were always working to come up with a big emotional number for Nicol Williamson, who played Henry VIII. And out of town, there was a number called Rex, where he would sort of sing the word Rex and Rex over again, and audiences felt that he was calling his dog. So they had to change that song. But Rodgers and Harnick especially were clever guys, and I think they came up with a tremendously moving, smart soliloquy called Why, which really does go into the sort of depths of history. It feels like a Shakespearean soliloquy. And we all know how well Richard Rodgers wrote musical soliloquies back in Carousel. So here's the irrepressible, effervescent, incredibly difficult Nicol Williamson pondering his fate as Henry VIII.
A little boy sits on his father's lap, and his eyes shine more and more as his father tells him what it was like when the roses were at war. All England was in turmoil then, for bad King Richard reigned, and the people rose against him, for God had so ordained. And the little boy's father led them, and his forces won the day. King Richard died in a battle, but his crown had rolled away. And they searched the field of battle until the crown was found. They found it on a hawthorn branch, and a brand new king was crowned. So the little boy grew as the son of the king, and no one denied him anything. And he spent his days in mindless play, for he knew that his brother would reign one day. But when he was 12, his brother died, and he was betrothed to his brother's bride. And 6 years later, the king was dead, and his son felt the weight of the crown on his head. And he married his brother's former bride, and he had 4 sons, and all of them died. He divorced his wife, and again he wed, and he had 2 sons, both born dead. And now he sits and wonders why God raised his father up so high. Since father was crowned a king, O Lord, only 50 years have passed. Why make him a king, the first Tudor king, and make his son the last. Why let it end with me, O Lord? Is it all to end with me, O Lord? Why?
Rex opened in the middle of the bicentennial year. Didn't run very long. It had some nice moments, but nothing to lose your head over. But Rogers took a back seat after that. He wasn't well. He was getting older. And really only wrote one more musical for the stage called I Remember Mama, which was not a success. It starred Liv Ullmann. But gradually his music kept coming back. It never really went away. And in 1977, a revue opened on Broadway that moved from the West End called Side by Side by Sondheim. And they did some of the songs that Sondheim just wrote lyrics for. And they were able to restore lyrics to a wonderful song called We're Gonna Be All Right, which is about a couple who's American couple in Venice who are working through their own problems. Supposedly Rogers didn't like the original lyrics. He found them too confrontational. But the Side by Side by Sondheim review managed to restore them. So once again, a song with music by Richard Rogers and quite witty lyrics by Stephen Sondheim.
Honey Bunch, sad to say, but I have a hunch. Screen romances went out to lunch. That's no reason to pout. Don't look bleak. Happy endings can spring a leak. Ever after can mean 1 week. We're just having a drought. Smile and sweat it out. If we can just hang on, we'll have compatibility. You mustn't worry, we're gonna be all right. One day the ache's gone, there's nothing like senility. So watch your hurry, we're gonna be all right. Meanwhile, relax, you take a lover, I'll take a lover. When that's played out, they get the axe. We can retire, sit by the fire, fade out. We'll build our house upon the rock of my virility. We'd better scurry, we're gonna be all night. Oh boy, we're gonna be all right.
I was told, just be faithful and never scold. Sounded easy, so I was sold. I've been miserable since. I was taught, when the prince and the dragon fought, that the dragon was always caught. Now I don't even wince when it eats the prince. I know a perfect pair, their lives are at the pinnacle, but how do we know they're gonna be all right? The bride is slightly square, the groom is slightly cynical. A little vino, they're gonna be all right. She aims to please, she has a baby. Then though they may be having fine times, when there's a crease, she has another. Now she's a mother. 9 times it all went wrong, but where? Details are slightly clinical. She's out in Reno, the kids adored the flight. Hi-ho, they're gonna be all right.
Honey, child, bury everything, learn to smile. Happy couples can stay in style just by practicing charm. All is well, least as far as their friends can tell. Please ignore the peculiar smell. There's no cause for alarm. Mildew will do harm.
She once was quite well read.
He once was intellectual.
No one suspicious. They're gonna be all right. She's nice and sweet and dead.
He's tall and ineffectual.
They look delicious. They're gonna be all right.
Who
who's on the skids. She goes to night school.
If it's the right school, he'll permit her.
They love their kids. They love their friends, too.
Lately, he tends to hit her.
Sometimes she drinks in bed.
Sometimes he's homosexual. But
why
be
vicious?
They keep it out of sight. Good show. They're gonna be all right. And so
David Kernan and Millicent Martin from Side by Side by Sondheim. Today we've been listening to the wonderful music by Richard Rodgers in his Act Three stage of his life. Even if the shows weren't big hits or they were misguided or he was unhappy, he was such a great composer that you just can't help but have a big beaming smile ear to ear when you hear some of this. Let's go back to No Strings just to show the depth not only of his musical talent, but I think some pretty good lyrics. Here's Chris Connor singing a beautiful ballad called Nobody Told Me from the second act of No Strings.
Nobody told me love was made of lightning. Nobody warned me love would make me quake. No one suggested I would not be rested. Tonight I lay awake alone. Should they have told me love was made of hunger, crimson surrounded.
Richard Rodgers, one of the theater's great legends, really worked until the very end. He had half a dozen shows after Oscar Hammerstein died that he either wrote the lyrics for or collaborated with people like Stephen Sondheim, Sheldon Harnick, Martin Sharnan. And I guess it would be intuitive to end with one of those songs, but I'm going to throw my radio listeners, my family, my musical family out there, a curve, because the last great triumph of Richard Rodgers' life was actually a revival of Oklahoma, which opened on December 13th, 1979. It was a huge hit. It was one of the first real revivals of Oklahoma since its groundbreaking run in the 1940s. And he got to go to opening night and hear audiences again enjoy the beautiful music and the great happiness and love that his music provided for so many people. He died 2 weeks later. He died the last week of 1979. But it was so wonderful that the sweetest sounds, his own music, the sweetest sounds many of us have ever heard, was playing on Broadway in an outstanding revival of Oklahoma. So we're going to hear the climax of that 1979 revival and think so fondly of the music of Richard Rodgers.
They couldn't take a better time to start in life.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna teach you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots, and potatoes.
Pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes.
Flowers on the prairie where the June bugs bloom.
Plenty of air and plenty of room.
Plenty of room to swing a rope.
Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yeah, I am yeah,
we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.